Good morning. Good morning. This is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned in to the one and only The Neighborhood. Our new day and new hour, Tuesdays from 11 to 12. I hope all is well. Before we get things started, I would like to hold a moment of silence and pay homage and remember everyone we lost on this day 11 years ago now. This is the 11th anniversary of 9/11, so if you can just take 20 seconds just to give a moment of silence to everybody who lost someone 11 years ago. This is a very sad occasion, but 20 seconds. All right. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, we just did a moment of silence for everyone who lost somebody in 9/11. This is the 11th anniversary of 9/11. I'm pretty sure you all remember where you were at when this happened. I do for sure. I was actually in elementary school. It might have been like in the fifth grade or something like that. And I was at the program I go to before and after school, and it was morning time. I was the first kid there. I was in the fifth grade. I was the first kid there, and it was like my duty to feed the fishes and whatnot. And the counselor that was there with me, she had turned on the TV and the news and the radio, and everything was going. And when she turned things on, just heard the news of what happened. It was really sad, and I remember not a lot of kids coming to school that day because of course a lot of parents were fearful of their kids' lives. You know, if it was going to be their last day on this earth, they would want to be with them. So it was just a scary moment. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. And wow, I still remember that day, that morning, that whole day. Actually, we had a lot of moment of silences in class. My class was probably, half of the kids were probably at school. The other half were elsewhere. And there were a couple of kids whose parents were caught up in 9/11, which is really sad, or who were in New York at that time and weren't caught up in it. But it's still sad not knowing. You know, that's just a scary feeling. But, wow. If you remember where you were at, and you would like to share with us here in the neighborhood what you experienced, you can call into the station at 415-482-3587. 415-482-3587. That is the station number. Or you can go to the blog spot and write on the blog spot wall. Or what you can do is you can also go to the Facebook. The Neighborhood does have a Facebook page now, and you can write on the Facebook wall as well. But share. Please share. Share your thoughts and concerns, and post prayers. If you would like to call in and say a prayer for everybody who needs prayer right now, that would be all right with me. But you are listening to The Neighborhood only at radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio. Penguin Radio is the official flash tip station of the Sierra Fell Pacifics Baseball Network at radio.dominican.edu. Now, it was a big weekend for the Bay Area with sports and everything. Great job, Bay Area sports. And so I'm just going to talk about professional sports in this show. I might touch on college later. But who saw the Raiders and Chargers game last night? I'm raising my hand because I did. I saw it. And I was thoroughly impressed with my Chargers. For everybody who knows me, knows the Chargers. San Diego Chargers is my team. Now, I didn't think they would do as well as they did. last night against the Raiders. I thought the Raiders could really, you know, we're suffering from some injuries right now. Our roster's not promising right now. Phillip Rivers is hot one day and cold the next. He's not reliable. So I thought, you know, the Raiders could pull that one out. Of course, I wasn't going for the Raiders, but realistically, I thought the Raiders could pull it out. But we beat the Raiders. Sorry to you Raider fans who text me and called me talking smack. You know, it just backfired. So that laugh was for you. The Chargers won 22-14. You know, I thought since the Raiders had number 20 back, this is all I heard yesterday. All I heard was, oh, we got number 20 back. McFadden's back. Y'all don't have a chance. That's all I heard. All I heard yesterday. Number 20 did have a good game, but you can't rely on one person. Know that. Know that. Like the Colts relied on Peyton Manning. You can't do that. You can't do that. But you guys are the same old Raiders. Same old Raiders. Pointless and countless number of turnovers for no reason. Just stupid stuff. Not paying attention to all you Raider fans. Yes, I'm talking about your team. I really am. But also, but the Raiders play Miami next in Miami. So hopefully they pull that off. They should win that game. I don't know if you guys saw Miami play this week, but the Raiders should beat the Miami Dolphins. But we'll see. We'll see. Reggie Bush might have a game. Reggie Bush might have a nice running game set up for the Raiders this, well, on Sunday, so next weekend. And it's a 10 a.m. game for all the Raider fans or whoever just wants to tune in and whoever's been watching the Miami Hard Knocks. Yeah, I didn't really watch it, though. I mean, I watched the first two episodes, and that was it. It was pretty boring to me. I didn't really like the Miami Hard Knocks. It wasn't really interesting. But also, the Niners won this weekend, so give it up for all the Niner fans. They played Green Bay. The Niners defeated Green Bay Packers 30-22. If you didn't watch that game, you missed out on one good football game. That was an excellent football game. Very entertaining. Man, action, action, action. Alex Smith did a great job. He did a great job. Alex Smith looked like he's going to have another great season, which is good for the Niners fans. You know, he's finally, I guess, settling and getting comfortable with the offense and everything. So, great job, Alex Smith. And the rest of the Niners, you know, Vernon Davis, everybody. Crabtree. Crabtree came to play some ball on Sunday. I don't know if you saw him, but Crabtree did his thing. And they next play, who the Niners play next? They play Detroit. This is going to be a game on Sunday in San Francisco at Candlestick. And it'll be a 5:20 game. So if you don't have your tickets for that game, you should go get them. That should be a good game. Detroit is a pretty solid team. So that'll be pretty entertaining. They have nice big wide receivers, just as the Niners do. And Niners have great DBs. So this will be a great matchup for the 49ers. It should be pretty entertaining. Also, the Giants are like kind of like a hot and cold team this season from what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing. But they did beat the Dodgers on Sunday 4-0, but they fell short to the Rockies yesterday 5-6. But they play the Rockies again today, so hopefully they can pull off a win today. I know if you call into KMEL, you can win some tickets to that game, so you guys should do that. If you're a Giants fan, if you don't have tickets, call into the radio station KMEL and you could possibly win some tickets to see the Giants and the Rockies face off tonight at AT&T Park. But big ups to the Oakland A's, though. They beat the Mariners on Sunday 4-2. Then went on to defeating the Angels, Los Angeles Angels. It kind of sounds weird saying that still. I'm so used to them being the Anaheim Angels. But the Los Angeles Angels yesterday, 3-1. And they play the Angels again today. Big ups to the A's. The A's are doing their thing this season. They really are. I'm proud of them because usually, you know, about 3 seasons ago, it wasn't much positive talk coming from, you know, the Coliseum. So, big ups to the A's for representing Oakland strong. Good job, my brothers. All right, so WNBA news. On these are games from Sunday. Minnesota played San Antonio. They beat San Antonio 81-62. Review of that game, just my personal opinions. Minnesota is, I'll say it, they're the best team in the WNBA right now. It's hard to beat them. I think the only team that can really come close to beating them would be the Sparks. It just sucks that they have to face each other in the Western Conference Finals and not just the finals. I would love to see that be a finals matchup, but it's a Western Conference Final matchup game, most likely. I'm just putting it out there. That's the truth. You know, I'm pretty sure, I know my Sparks, they are kind of iffy sometimes, but when they come to play, they come to play. Because they did lose to New York 71-73 on Sunday, but like I said, sometimes my girls come to play, sometimes they don't. But I know once the playoffs come around, it's no more playing around. There's no more games. You know, we just have to get Candace Parker back on a consistent scoring role, and also Chrissy Tolliver. When Chrissy Tolliver came back from the Olympic break, she was hot, striking hot on everything. But I don't know, these past few games have just been kind of cold. But I'm pretty sure she's putting in the extra work in the gym, and everything will pay off really soon. Also, Phoenix played Indiana on Sunday. Phoenix lost to Indiana 83-89. That was a pretty good matchup game, I would say. You know, Diana Taurasi for Phoenix and Tamika Catchings for Indiana. Both won gold medals so this past Olympics. So that evenly yoked. Phoenix has their secret weapon in Dewanna Barner. Indiana has that coach. They have the coaching. They have the right leader for the team. Tamika Catchings was drafted to Indiana and never left. So that's definitely her team. And they'll make a long run in the playoffs as well. Probably will be a finals matchup for either Minnesota or the Sparks. Chicago played Connecticut. Chicago lost to Connecticut 77-82. And also Washington played Atlanta. Washington lost to Atlanta 68-93. I feel bad for Washington because they have a lot of weapons, but the team, it has been so reconstructed that a lot of these players haven't played with each other, you know, before, so they have to learn each other's game, and it's just been a struggling season for them. But when they do well, you can tell, like, this group could be amazing together. But they just have to stay consistent, which is really hard, though. It's a really hard thing to do. Atlanta, their program has had some issues this season, but they're still pretty solid as far as, you know, in ranking. So even though they've been struggling with Angel McCautry, attitude problems, you know, not meeting curfew times and all that stuff, all that important stuff, she needs to stop acting so childish. But now that their coach was fired, so she was a great coach. I really didn't see anything. I think it was more so they didn't want to lose their star player because Angel McCautry was asking to be traded because she didn't like the coach. But the coach was just being a coach. She was saying, you know, you had to abide by the rules. You might be the star player of this team. You might be the captain of this team, but you still had to abide by the rules just like your teammates. And she was rightfully, you know, she was correct for saying that. She wasn't in the wrong for saying any of that. Unfortunately, she got fired, but she will. Someone will pick her up. She's a great coach. She was coach of the year last season. So, I mean, Angel McCautry needs to get it together or else no one's going to want her. Eventually, if she keeps giving attitude, they're going to drop her. They're going to stop caring that she's the star player. They're going to stop caring. And that's what a lot of players have to recognize, though. But check this out, everybody. We're going to hit this song real quick. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about RG3 and Andrew Luck. So I'm going to play this Lil Wayne, Comfortable, featuring Babyface.
say I'm through talking, so I'ma let you face and let yay do yay.
Comfortable. I know some people probably remember that track from what is that, like 5 years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago that came out. Oh, the music in the background, let me tell you what this is all about. I was telling you about Frank Ocean and his little jazz little hit on his CD Channel Orange. If you don't have it, go get it. But this is White that's going on in the background. This is the song I was talking about, just cool breeze, relaxation. This makes me think about paradise. I don't know about y'all, but that's what it makes me think about. Paradise, white sand, clear water. Water's not cold. Your body won't go into shock when you get in the water. You can actually see the fishes in the water. That's what it makes me think about. Like the Bahamas, basically. But all right, like I promised, RG3 and Andrew Luck. So let's talk about RG3 first. If you don't know who RG3 is, it's Robin Griffin III. He was the former Baylor quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner. Bam. Yep. Mr. RG3. And he was drafted to the Redskins. And he led his Redskins to a 40-32 win over the New Orleans Saints this weekend on Sunday. That was a big win. That was a great game as well. If you didn't tune into that, man, you missed a good one. But Robert Griffin III, rookie, he might be rookie of the year in the NFL. I know I'm speaking too early, but from his performance yesterday, the guy did his thing. And he threw for 320 yards and 2 touchdowns and was only sacked 1 time. 0 interceptions. 0 interceptions. This guy had a great game. And I don't, if you guys didn't see that game, I mean, he was throwing strikes left and right. RG3 did his thing on Sunday against New Orleans Saints. And New Orleans Saints is a solid team. It's a solid ball club. They've been, you know, playoff team for years, and have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, Drew Brees. So that's big for Robert Griffin III and the Washington Redskins. Also, Andrew Luck is also another rookie quarterback. If you don't know who Andrew Luck is, he was a former Stanford University quarterback. He was also up for the Heisman against Robert Griffin III. Andrew Luck was drafted to the Indianapolis Colts, basically taking Peyton Manning's place because Peyton is with Denver now, and they won as well. So good job, Denver. Congratulations for beating Pittsburgh. That was a great game if you didn't tune in. But back to Andrew Luck. Unfortunately, they lost their first game 21-41 against the Chicago Bears. But Luck did pass for 309 yards and one touchdown. He was accounted for one fumble and other turnovers. But, you know, it's a hard thing. You look at the shoes that he has to fill. He has to fill Peyton Manning's shoes. So that's a big step. That's a big step. That's a lot of pressure on a young man, especially a rookie in the league. So, I mean, and I'm pretty sure things will get better as time goes on. I know he's still learning the playbook probably. When you're the quarterback, you have to be aware of everything on the field. So he is the coach on the field, plus he's playing. So being a quarterback is no walk in the park. It's not easy. That's why you have to respect their conglomerate, as I should say. But I'm expecting big things from Andrew Luck this season. I'm pretty sure things will get better for the Colts eventually. You know, even though he's not any Peyton Manning, but he has time to develop. He really does. And so does Robert Griffin III. I mean, he's making an impact like Cam Newton did last season. So it's a great thing. It's a great thing to see these young quarterbacks learning and developing and flourishing and getting better. I love seeing rookies play. Also, the Niners have a rookie quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. He's a solid player as well. So it's just you have a lot of rookies out there doing their thing, which is great. So what we're going to get into right now is I'm going to give you like kind of like a preview of what the commercial stops are going to be like. So like I was saying earlier on the show, like there are going to be commercials and tags to the radio station. And I've edited one commercial and a few tags, so you can just kind of listen to what it's going to be like. So here we go. I'm going to start off with a little bit. You guys tell me what you think.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Misty from The Scoop, and you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
You should live a healthy lifestyle 365 days out of the year, not just over the summer. Do you want those washboard abs? Lose that unwanted 20 pounds? Not have to worry about your annual doctor visits? If you answer yes to any of these questions, I know just the Herbalife representative for you. Contact Janine Rose at slimjan1@sbcglobal.net. SlimJan, the number one, at sbcglobal.net.
Hey everyone, this is the Brian Sanchez from The Sports Report, and you are tuned into my personal favorite show, The Neighborhood, with my girl DJ Red Rose, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey everybody, this is Jordan Smith from The Sports Report, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Yep. Tell me what you think. Put it on the blog spot. Put it on Facebook page.
This is Jordan Smith from the Sports
You know what to do. Hit that up. But look, one of my fellow DJs, he was, you know, he's like, you play old school? Play old school R&B, like 90s, like TLC? I was like, I can do that for you. And one of my favorite TLC songs is What About Your Friends? I don't know if you guys remember that song, but it's one of my favorite songs. But I would like to play this for him quick.
This is Jordan Smith from the
because, you know, he tunes into the neighborhood. So I'm going to play this for him. You know who you are. This is dedicated to you. About this song, I had this song as my ringtone for a good 2 years, I think, maybe longer than that. About 2 years I had this song when Sidekicks were out. When I had my Sidekick 3, it was because, you know, how you have to be on a contract for like 2 years. So from the first day I got this phone, I put this song as my ringtone, and I wrote it out for the whole 2 years. Like, that's unheard of with Sidekick music. Everybody knows that. In the background playing, this is one of my favorite Floetry Commons songs. And I'm playing it in the background right now because of what she says in the first verse. Listen up real quick. Right? It's a pretty day. Let's go outside and enjoy it. If you aren't outside, you can listen to the show on your cell phone. I mean, you won't be missing the show. Trust me. because you can listen on your web browser, on your cell phone, whatever internet access you have. You can access radio.dominicanu.edu on your cell phone and listening to the show on your cell phone. You don't have to sit at a computer. It's mobile, baby. It's mobile. And I just wanted to put that out there. But you are listening to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. And you can only tune into The Neighborhood on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. Everybody, that's the change from last semester. We're on Tuesdays now from 11 to 12. Okay? And remember, Penguin Radio is the official flagship station of the San Rafael Pacific's baseball team, network, and team. At radio.dominican.edu as well. And our station number is 415-482-3587. And if you just want to call in and comment on something that we had previously talked about, it could be from the last show. We can talk about it. Entertain it. We like to entertain each other for this hour that we have together. So if you want to contribute to the entertainment, go for it. Why not? I don't mind. But as I mentioned the last show, you know, the passing of Michael Clark Duncan. Michael Clark Duncan died from respiratory failure weeks after going into cardiac arrest. This is according to the actor's death certificate. According to the doctor, obtained by TMZ, respiratory failure is listed as the immediate cause of death. One of the underlying causes of Michael's death was severe lack of oxygen to the brain. As we first reported, TMZ, as they first reported, MCD's organs, Michael Clark Duncan's organs, were severely damaged during the minutes following his initial cardiac episode on July 13th. When the actor went without oxygen for 5 minutes. That's a long time for going without oxygen, so that's when most of the damage was done. Other underlying causes include irregular quivering heartbeats and a heart attack. Organ nodules were a contributing factor to Michael Clark Duncan's death. So it's, I'm not too big on like funeral pictures or whatever, but I know that there were probably a lot of fellow actors and actresses at his funeral, because from what I hear, he was a great guy, just a nice person and a great person to be around, a great human being. And it's so sad to report someone who was so great, you know, passing on at a young age too. But 2 weeks after he went into cardiac arrest, Michael Clark Duncan also received a tracheotomy, presumably to aid in breathing. So he passed on September 3rd at the age of 54. It's just so sad to report things like that. And I loved him in The Green Mile. Man, I cried. I cried watching that movie. I'm not gonna lie. I cry. But also, I heard this the other day about O.J. Simpson case possibly being reopened. Well, not be reopened, but just one of the prosecutors was saying that Johnny Cochran had tampered with the evidence or something like that. But I found a report on it on TMZ as well. Johnny Cochran's widow is furious at former O.J. Simpson's prosecutor, Chris Darden, claiming allegations that Johnny tampered with the infamous bloody glove are pure BS. TMZ spoke with famed attorney Sean Hawley, Cochran's former right-hand woman, who tells us Johnny's widow, Dale Cochran, is outraged by Darden's claim, explaining it makes no sense. Darden recently made the comments while speaking at Pace Law School, saying, "I think Johnny tore the lining," meaning the lining of the glove, "so it wouldn't fit Simpson's hand." That's what he's saying. There were some additional tears in the lining so that OJ's fingers could not go all the way up into the glove. So that's what he's saying. Those are the allegations. I mean, if this was truth, why didn't you share this a long time ago? Which leads people to believe that it possibly is BS, you know? I mean, you would have reported this a long time ago, and you're doing this after Johnny Cochran's death? Johnny Cochran has been long gone, and you're just now proposing this? That's kind of fishy. That doesn't make much sense at all. That's just someone who needs to go get a life and stop blaming or pointing the finger at someone who was passed on already, who's done his job. He did his job. If you weren't, you know, accepting of that the job that he did, why didn't you confront him when he was living or even while the case was going on, you know? So just some things to think about. But also, Prince Harry, you guys know Prince Harry. Princess Diana is one of her sons. Prince Harry is being targeted for death in Afghanistan. So says the representative of the Taliban said this. So Harry, a helicopter pilot in the British military, is currently on a four-month tour in Afghanistan, where he is reportedly fighting Taliban insurgents on the front lines. Obviously, his presence has pissed off the Taliban, and now terrorist spokesman Zabullah Mahid tells Reuters on the group has made it a top priority to kill or kidnap Prince Harry. That's deep. If I was Prince Harry, I'd get out of there. Forget that. I'd be like, send me home. I'm Prince Harry. I call the shots. Send me home. Put me in like ultimate protective custody. I don't know. Just get me out of here. That would be my thing. But, you know, he's all for serving his country and he's a leader. That's pretty cool because he's the prince and he's serving in the military. That's pretty big though. That's pretty big. You have to have respect for somebody who does that. You don't have to serve in the military. You decided to do that and you're the prince. You don't have to do anything if you don't want to, but that's pretty respectable. You got to respect them. But look, check this out. Mahid said, we are using all of our strengths to get rid of him, either by killing or kidnapping. That's deep. What did Prince Harry do to you? I'm pretty sure he didn't do anything to you. You guys are at war. I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah, you guys are at war. All is fair. Yeah. Hey, that's messed up. But check this out. I know you guys heard about, you know, Snoop Dogg possibly changing his name. We're going to touch on that. But real quick, we're going to touch on that. But real quick, before we touch on that, that's some funny stuff to me. I'm going to play this Dice Pineapples Rick Ross. Featuring Wale and Drake. This is like a popular one on the radio right now. So I might as well give it some play. Tonight you shall reach a height that the sky won't this catch. Is Wale you. Doing his poetry. We'll let him do his poetry. No kind of sure you will my taste. Rick Ross is coming back strong though. I'm trying to see how deep you are. Believe me, shawty, he has a song called Amsterdam too. It's pretty good with Tedra Moses, one of my favorite singers who signed to Double MG. But check this out. This is Dice Pineapples featuring Wale and Drake. Rick Ross, the better. Baby. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments seem like heavens or temporary forevers. Try to get it together. Dice pineapple. May your love come down, so my mind might have you. You design my imagination. Let me redefine foreplay till you need five. And tell me, shawty, you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby, hope it's progress, baby. Let it all drip, baby. So you stop that shaking. And we're talking, baby. And we're talking, baby. Shawty so fine, so fresh. Dice pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind. Guess it was a test. Swept off a feed and went and bought the Lex. Paid it off cash, so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at a crib, I'm just stunting on an X. Excellent, and I know it sound a mess. I love to make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots of Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar.
so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform Isabel Marant when you on the team. Double MG, the mother fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, crazy, at least you call me. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we all night till things get right. Then we all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, so fresh. Dice pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. On a trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing, and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got a tout. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, crazy, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we all night till things get right. Then we all night till things get right.
Oh, yeah. Something about her, probably can't live without her. Roll up some sour, let me kiss on the fountain. Mission accomplished, you increasing your heart rate. And I won't ever rest, we meet at the peak of your mountain. Eager to show you, thinking that I should know you. And you eager to work, perfect, I can't employ you. Designer, I spoil you, rug you down with the oil. To get on a higher tree, you gonna have to climb a sequoia. Hold up, you showing off some Asian provocateur. Rushing you out your drawers, though patiently get you off. Hate when they be too anxious, though hate when they be too dull. Like to go deep, but I hate to get too deeply involved. Word. How sweet is you? Let me see some proof. Make them talk, I like to make it sing a tune. All we need is weight. We don't need no room. Right now I'm trying eight, and we don't need a spoon.
Hey everyone, this is the Brian Sanchez from The Sports Report, and you are tuned into my personal favorite show, The Neighborhood, with my girl DJ Red Rose, only on radio.dominican.edu.
You should live a healthy lifestyle 365 days out of the year, not just over the summer. Do you want those washboard abs? Lose that unwanted 20 pounds? Not have to worry about your annual doctor visits? If you answer yes to any of these questions, I know just the Herbalife representative for you. Contact Janine Rose at slimjan1@sbcglobal.net. SlimJan, the number one, at sbcglobal.net.
Hey everybody, this is Jordan Smith from the Sports Report, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
You heard Jordan, you tuned into The Neighborhood with me, DJ Red Rose, and we are back. So let's talk about Snoop, though. Snoop changing his name. That's pretty deep, Snoop. He's going to change it. He's thinking about changing it to Snoop Lion because he believes that he is Bob Marley reincarnated. Well, all right now. So look, Snoop became one of the world's most recognizable names in rap music after his 1993 debut album, Doggy Style. But the California singer and actor now claims that he is now embracing reggae music, peace and love. That's a good look, though. Why not embrace peace and love? You know, he's getting older, and I guess he's recognizing, you know, things that he preached when he was younger aren't necessarily things that he should be talking about now. He's older. He's an older man, and why not promote peace and love? Why not in the first place? But I don't know if you guys remember from the last show when I was talking about Nicki Minaj and the little line she said in Lil Wayne's version of Mercy on his mixtape. But I'll reiterate the line. She said, "I'm a Republican voting for Mitt Romney. You lazy bees is effing up the economy." And Obama replied to this. He said, "I'm not sure that's actually what happened." Obama replied, when asked if he heard that Minaj might go vote for Romney, he said, "I think she had a song on there, a little rap that said that, but she likes to play different characters, so I don't know what's going on there." That was Obama's reply to it. Then Nicki Minaj goes on to say that, she was just being sarcastic, and she appreciates the president for understanding what she was saying. But first, what she needs to do is go out and register to vote. Before you talk about anybody voting for anybody, please be registered to vote. Just make sure and that you're registered so you can vote for this election. Just double check. Even if you're positive, I mean, I would still go and double check. This is important. This is a very important election. And I would hate for someone to miss out on the opportunity to vote for this 2012 election. So go out and vote, please, everybody. Double check, remember, to see if you are actually registered to vote. But I know that it's almost time for us to go, so I do want to touch on this Democratic National Convention real quick, the DNC. Well, short term, but day one, the main speaker was Michelle Obama. Review on her speech, pure excellence. To have her speak was a very smart move by the Democrats. As her being the first lady, when she spoke, she touched a lot of women, a lot of female voters, and also males who think the same as Barack as being, you know, as far as being a father to his children and being there for his children and, or, you know, him growing up, the lifestyle that he lived growing up, people who can relate to that, just her giving the background history and just letting people know how good of a father he is and how there are things in this economy that he really wants to change for the better. He's not satisfied right now. Just letting people know that he is not satisfied. That was just a really smart tactic. As far as the second day in the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, you know, the main speaker was Bill Clinton. And we kind of went over his speech yesterday in one of my classes. It's a mass media class. And we were saying, you know, while he was giving the speech, they were showing people that he was talking to. Very smart tactic by the cameraman. He mentioned Joe Biden. Camera zoomed in on Joe Biden. He mentioned Michelle Obama. Camera zoomed in on Michelle Obama. He mentioned Hillary Clinton, but she was not there. So the camera zoomed in on his daughter. But it was smart that the Democrats were like, you know, let's not have Hillary there because Bill is speaking. And then when they show Hillary, they're going to think of, you know, all the cases that Bill got caught up in when he was in office himself, the affairs and everything. So that might register some people like, hey, this guy, they only want, you know, the positive to be reflected. So it was smart tactics all around. For the third day, you know, the president spoke. It was just 3 days of great, great speeches. And I'm not going to get too into it or too personal with it, but you can watch the Democratic National Convention again on YouTube. There are many postings of everybody's speeches. And oh, another thing about Michelle Obama's speech, you guys realize who opened for her? It was a mother of all her children are in the military. She has a child in the Army, a child in the Marines, a child in the Navy, and she's hoping a child in the Air Force, and she's hoping that her youngest will be a Coast Guard. So think about who opened for Michelle Obama as well, and how she is thanking Michelle and Barack for providing support for military families and trying to put an end to the mess that the U.S. has been in for a while since George W. Bush anxiously wanted to go to war. So, I mean, smart move by the Democrats, hands down. I don't really want to touch on that, you know, because I'll get all personal with it. And you guys know, I think you already know where I stand as far as who I'm voting for. But I guess it's not all that classy to say so. So whatever. But like I said, you can tune in to the Democratic National Convention on YouTube. Easy. So if you would like to do that, that would be great. I know the show is coming to an end. An hour goes by so quick when you're having fun. I thank you all for tuning in to The Neighborhood. Look, remember, tell your friends, tell everybody. Check out the Facebook, like the Facebook page. Have other people like the Facebook page. I do have a Facebook page. If you just Google Facebook, The Neighborhood, DJ Red, Facebook.com/DJ Red Rose. No, The Neighborhood. No, take that back. Facebook.com/TheNeighborhoodDJRedRose. No spaces in between The Neighborhood and DJ Red Rose. No spaces. So it's Facebook.com/TheNeighborhoodDJRedRose. And we also have a blog spot. But like I was saying about the blog spot, it's easier to access the blog spot if you just go to the radio.dominican.edu website and you go down to the section dedicated to The Neighborhood. There is a link that'll take you, if you just click on blog, that link will take you straight to the blog spot. Right on the blog spot walls, comment on some of the videos, check them out, view it, go for it. Also, there's a blog spot link on the Facebook page as well. And if you want to request songs or something like that, some sort, inbox the Facebook page or leave a comment on the wall. Or if you wanted to touch on some subjects that we had talked about in today's show, last week's shows, or the week before last shows, any show you want to talk about, some right on the wall. Or you can call into the station during the show. You know, we're on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. So between that hour, the station number is 415-482-3587, 415-482-3587. The phone lines are always open, and not just for my show. I'm talking about for everybody's show. So that'll be a good look if you were to tune in and actually call. That'll be a good look. I mean, I had a couple callers last semester, so it'd be cool, real cool to have a conversation. You know, I'm in here by myself, so I'm talking to myself half the time. Well, I'm talking to you guys, but I can't hear your reply, so see what I'm saying? But, you guys watching R&B Divas? You know that girl, Nikki? Yep, she was the lead singer of Brownstone. And I do have acapella Brownstone, If You Love Me. No beat, no music, just voices. I need to hear it real quick. Brownstone, If You Love Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't wanna wait on this parade, but I'm starting to question the love that was made. I'm not looking for just an affair. Want a love that is based on the truth, not just dare.
Not hurt my pride if right now you decide
that you are not ready to settle down.
But if you want my heart, then it's time that you start
to act like
like you're mine in the light and the dark. If you love me,
say it.
If you trust me,
do it.
If you want me,
show it.
If you need me,
prove it.
If you love me,
say it.
If you trust me,
do it.
If you want me,
show it.
If you need me,
prove it.
You see now I just speak louder. So don't just say things that I've already heard. I want your body without your soul. I don't want a love who will come here and go. Oh, yeah.
Will not hurt my pride if right now you decide
that you are not ready to settle down.
But if you want my heart, then it's time that you stop
to act like you're mine in the light and the dark. If you love me,
say it.
If you trust me,
I'm saying, if I had a great singing voice, I'd be making some money right now. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, man, I'm telling you, if I could sing, you guys would be filling my concert stadiums. We'd be at Madison Square Garden sold out. Like, if I could sing, that I'm telling you where I'd be right now. At Madison Square Garden. Everybody be trying to rush in to get to my show. I love singing. I just wish I could really sing because I love singing. You don't want to hear me sing, though. I come in on the mic sometimes and run my little interference, which is terrible most of the time. But I love singing. And I love R&B. That's just my thing now. I'm a chill person. I listen to chill music. And, you know, everybody loves this song right now, so I'm going to close with this. Thank you for tuning in to The Neighborhood. We have 1 minute of What Happened to You with Usher. So I hope you enjoy this. Tune in next week on Tuesday. Same spot, radio.dominican.edu from 11 to 12. Peace, y'all.
When you give it all, you get it all. Happened to you, yeah. From the beginning to what I was getting. But I was with it, and I'll admit that shit was clear. And once I got up in it, wouldn't be easy for me to let it go. For my time, I got money, but money don't buy time. I got a head, something got left behind. The world is yours, your son is dotted line. And in no time, I had
money, clothes, fancy cars, big old cribs, platinum on the wall, 7 Grammys, sold out concerts. Damn, I've been working hard, private jets to France, many women I didn't had a bow.
You can say I made it, but I'm faded. Cause I miss you, give me your back. But the issue is time we can't get back. What happened to you, yeah? Come back. Cause I miss you.